Today's daf is Samach Zayin. So we got to the top line of Samach Zayin Amar Alf, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hichnisa lo, we're talking about, again, when a husband and wife get married and the wife brings in certain properties. We spoke about Nichse Malug and Son Barzel, and Son Barzel is owned by the Baal, and the Nichse Malug is owned by her. So the Gemara now has a case of Hichnisa, she brings into him, into this relationship, Shnei Kalim, Belzus, two different Kalim as part of the property, and they were valued at a total of 1,000 zuz. V'shavchu, and they went up in value, appreciated. V'amdu ashnei alafim, and then the two kalim turned into 2,000. That's what the new value was. It says time to pay the ksuba. She was getting divorced, and not lasso. So echa not lasso b'ksuvasa, v'echa no senes damim, v'not no lasso mipnei shevach beis avia. So what happens here? So we say that one of them takes in the ksuva, and one of them gives the money and takes the other one, right? So I think they're splitting the kalim. Let's see the exact case here, how it's saying. Right, one of the kalim the woman takes as a payment of a ksuva, because now she's 1,000. In the ksuva, it's written $1,000, because initially the two kalim, so she takes one kli for the $1,000, let's say, because now they each are worth 1,000. So she takes one kli for herself, and then the other one goes back to the husband, because that went up in the value. Right, and
with one of them, she gets back both, the value of two, I think.
No, she gets stocks and cash, one kli and 1,000.
She gets oil.
She gets one of the kalim go to her as payment.
Yeah.
And then the other one,
it's 50-50.
If she wants, she's allowed to pay for it and get the kli if she wants, or she could just hold on to the money. Yeah. She has the option of getting both kalim. Why? Why does she have the option of buying the kli from him? Either way, he's have the same money in his hand. Either keeps one kli or keeps the money. Exactly, because it's more chashiv to her.
According to this, it says achad notelet b'ktuvasa, means notelet hi echad me'akelim b'torat peraon chov nichsei tzom barzel she'b'ktuvata.
Correct.
Meaning that before both of them were worth 1,000, now one is worth 1,000.
Correct.
So she takes one and she gets paid
exactly
for the nifty tom barzel that she had.
Exactly.
And then the other one, right?
She has the option of leaving things as is or buying it from him.
If she wants, because they're splitting the second one.
Now, because they're splitting the second one, but because since it makes her more chashiv by having two kalim, whatever these kalim are, she seems to be more more attractive.
She gives him $1,000.
Exactly. Right, so she's the option of, they don't split it 50-50.
No.
She has the option of buying
it. She either
it
doesn't get anything, or she has the option to buy it.
Exactly. And the reason why she might want to buy it is because she has, whatever, if it's property or if it's a chashiv kli, whatever that might
so
be.
So she has to buy for full price.
Yeah, exactly. Full price. She only has the option of buying, but it's not a deal in the buying.
No.
They don't split it.
They don't split it.
She took one kli.
No, that one kli, because she has a yeshiva. She has
the first
obligation.
She took because she brought in a value of 1,000, and now she's taking out a value of 1,000. The second one, she doesn't.
No,
does,
but it's worth 2,000.
No, but she's only owed 1,000. The document says, I owe you 1,000 when you get divorced. So one kli is worth 1,000, so she takes one kli
right.
And she's
and
done.
The second one, she has no, actually.
No position.
No position. But since we want her to get married again, she might have the option to take it back for full price.
Exactly, full price. Oh. So the Gemara asks, yeah.
So some Barzel, they don't both benefit from the.
During marriage, he owns it. He owns it during marriage.
And he benefits 100%.
100%.
All the raising the value.
Exactly. But if they get divorced or when he dies, then it goes back to her though. She's like, it's string detached.
The original value.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, so my Kamashma, what do we learn from this case of Rabbi Yehuda? Shevach beis avia didahave. We're learning that we're supposed to try to build her up and make her look important and valuable so she should get remarried. We already know that. Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda chadazimna. He already told us that. We saw in yesterday's daf this concept of ima. The halacha is we paskin with her. When the machlokas about ima or ima, Rabbi Yehuda paskin, we go with her because of Shevach beis avia didah. So what's the chiddush? Why is Rabbi Yehuda telling us another scenario of the same exact halacha? So the Gemara says, "Mal the same. What would you have thought had you had only the previous case?" Hani mila hecha dematia le mishkal b'ksuvasa. that's only if it's going to reach through the ksuva. What does that mean? Aval mitan demei umishkal lo kamash malam. So we thought that's only the case if through her buying of the kli is going to replace, it's going to give her back the ksuva that she was owed. She's owed $1,000, let's say. Not this case, yesterday's case. There's $1,000 kli. She wants the kli, and he wants a kli. So we say, you could get the kli because it's based via, because that kli is going to give you the payment of what you're owed.
Right.
But to now also give her the option of buying something which is not part of the ksuba at all, it's completely something extra, that's, we would think that wouldn't work. Kamashlam, you give her the option of buying that kli because of Shevach Beis Aviyah.
I think that's why the Gemara chose a case where the full value of the Nichsitz on Barzel went on the first kli. Because if it would be, let's say, if the value of the kli, the kelim went from 1,000 to 1,500, then you wouldn't have this Ma'ud the Tema.
Right, because it's pashut, she could buy, even though it's more value, she has to pay the other $500.
She has part of the value,
right.
but in this case, she's completely
right.
Has no claim on.
And yet, still, we allow her to have that option because
when,
of.
When it says, "My kamash malam shevach betavid deyave," who speaks here? Who talking?
This is the Gemara analyzing statements.
Who's the Gemara?
The Amoraim, unclear who, the different, you know, different times that they're...
But the rest?
Depending which, if you knew what time it was written, the different time periods, who wrote the different parts, Amoraim, Ravina, Rav Ashi, it could be in the base medrash they're discussing this, it could have been a time period called the Savarayim, before the Gaonim.
Specifically.
Okay. So the new Mishnah says now, Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Kohen. So Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. Now the Kohen dies. So while she's married, she's an Ashes Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now her husband dies, so she goes back to her father's house, who is a Yisrael, and she's not allowed to eat. But now let's say, when the husband dies, the Kohen dies, V'nicha Mubers, she's pregnant now. If she would have a child also, if she would have a child already, who's a Kohen, of course, because her husband's a Kohen, she'd also be able to eat. So again, let's just review. While she's married to the Kohen, she could eat. If she has a child, and her husband dies, she could still eat because of the child. But now, so that's what Rashi ends up saying. Now, there is a child, but there's also an ubar.
Right.
She's also pregnant. So why would that make anything worse? She should certainly be able to eat because she's a child who's alive. So the halacha is, according to the Rabbi Yossi, is lo yochlu avadeha b'tshuma. So her avadim that she owns may not eat truma. The Gemara is going to explain why not. Even though she has children, the ubar prevents the avadim from eating truma. Why? Mipnei says the Mishnah, chelkel shel ubar, the chelik, the ubar has some chelik in the property. Even though the ubar has not yet been born, there's some chelik that the ubar has. Sheha ubar posa, the Mishnah says, the ubar disqualifies ve'inu machal and does not allow to other people to eat truma. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. What does that mean, posel ve'inu machal? So look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi, Sheuber Posel. We'll skip the first Rashi. He's basically quoting the Gemara. But the Rashi, Sheuber Posel, Im Bas Kohen Nises L'Yisrael. So Bas Kohen, she comes from a house of Kuna, and she's able to eat Shuma. But then she gets married to Yisrael. She cannot eat Shuma anymore. V'nicha Muberes, and she's pregnant. So if she, let's say her husband dies or divorces her, she goes back to the father's house, and she's able to eat Shuma again. She's a Bas Kohen. But let's say her husband dies or divorces her, and now she's pregnant, though. So what's halacha, says the Mishnah, says Rashi? Vein la ben, she has no, ein la ben acher, no other ben. Posla milashuv la beis aviyah kinureh. She's not allowed to go back to her father's house of a Kohen, since she is muberes, she's pregnant, that holds her back from going to her eat chuma. So it's posel. A muberes is pasel, a bas Kohen, from eating chuma again. And what does it mean, v'einu machil? The ubar cannot allow others to eat truma. So again, posa means someone who used to be able to eat truma, and bas kohen, we disqualify her from eating truma.
But the case of the Mishnah is the opposite. The case of bas yisrael shenises
l'kohen.
You know, we're going to get there. He's just setting up. He's setting down a sod for us, and ubar is posel and eno machel.
It's posel only if it's if the husband was not a kohen.
Correct. If it's a Bas Kohen, Bas Kohen's supposed to really eat
Shuma
when she goes back to her father's house.
Right.
The fact that she's pregnant passes her, disqualifies her from going back.
Right.
I understand.
Now, Eino Machel means, Eino Machel is talking about a case where she shouldn't be able to eat, but then because of a child, she should be allowed to eat. That does not allow her. This is impossible because she really shouldn't be eating.
But she cannot eat because of the child in this case, because the child is not really, is not a Kohen. Because his father isn't.
Exactly. He's not born yet. So once the child's born, then certainly, since she definitely cannot go back to her father's house. But even by an Ubar, she's not allowed to either eat from that. It's possible by a child. But even an Ubar will prevent her from going back to her father's house. Veinu Machel, says Rashi. What does it mean, Veinu Machel? In Bas Yisrael now, the Kohen, Bas Yisrael, who gets married to Kohen, who can now eat Truma. Umes, her husband dies, so now she's single. She goes back to her father's house and cannot eat anymore. But, Hinicha Muber, she's pregnant now. So does the Uber now, who's in her stomach, is a Kohen, but not born yet, but it's a Kohen, will that allow her to eat? If she had a son who was born already, then that son would allow, be Machel, would allow her to eat, even though she's a Bas Yisrael. But a muberes, says Rashi, ein beubar koach la'achila, does not have the ability to machil, to feed a Bas Yisrael Truma.
And once she, once it's born, then yes?
Yes, yeah. Once it's born, yes.
She's a Kohen, and because of the child, she can.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So, but by a ubar,
while she's pregnant.
Exactly. While she's pregnant, it prevents a Bas Kohen from going back to her house. It also does not allow a Bas Yisrael to eat yet until it's born. So that's the klal according to Rabbi Yossi. So how does that fit into our Mishnah? So our Mishnah is talking about a case of a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen. The Bas Yisrael and the Kohen dies. The Bas Yisrael is pregnant now. Even though that child once born is a Kohen, since it's not born yet, it cannot be Machel her, nor could be Michael the Avadim of her. Because it's only an Ubar. That's the klal according to Rabbi Yossi. Amru lo, so the Chachamim respond back to Rabbi Yossi. Me'ach, yeah. The Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah. Amrulo. So Chabim say back to Rabbi Yossi, Me'achar she'adasa lanu, Abbas Yisrael, l'kohen. Now that you've already testified, that's a strange lashon, but now that you've already proclaimed that Abbas Yisrael to Kohen is not able to machel if it's muberes, the muberes is not machel her, or the avadim. Af bas Kohen, l'kohen, so to a bas Kohen, who marries a Kohen. Bas Kohen, when she was single, is able to eat Truma. Now that she's married, she's also allowed to eat Truma because she's married to a Kohen. Umeis, and let's say the husband dies, Benicha Mubaris, and the Bas Kohen is left pregnant, Lo Yochlu Avadeh B'Truma B'Bnei Chelko She'Uber. So here too also, the Uber should prevent the Avadim from eating Truma. So we're going to have to explain how this all works.
But different case. She's a Bas Kohen to begin with. Husband was a Kohen. She goes back to her father, which is Kohen. Everything is fine.
Correct.
It's not af.
Exactly. But somehow the Ubar, the Gemara is going to explain.
The Ubar doesn't have to.
We're going to see in the Gemara.
Any authority here.
No, we'll see that it does. That's the Chum say, according to your logic, we don't know the logic yet, but according to the logic of Rabbi Yossi, it should state, it should follow through that even a Bas Kohen to a Kohen should also be prevented by the Ubar. Now, it doesn't make sense to us right now. We're going to go to the Gemara and see how this makes sense.
Now, at the beginning of the ratio of the Mishnah is talking where she had another baby, another son already.
Right.
The whole Mishnah is talking still. The Sefer is also that he had another son. That she had another son. No.
What does it say that she has? She had another son. Doesn't say.
Rashi
that.
Says that.
Oh, Rashi said. If she had another son, if she told him she can eat, if he's a Kohen.
No, that's the point. That's why it's even more complicated. It's in. No, she can. We're talking about the Avadim.
Avadim now. Avadim has the schutoni of the father that died.
But she has a son already.
Okay. It makes only her possible to eat.
If she would have a son and she wouldn't be pregnant, the Avadim would be able to eat.
If she?
Would have, because they are yours. If she would have a son and she would not be pregnant and the husband died, the Avadim would be able to eat.
Really? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's hash the rules again. A Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, she could certainly eat.
Right.
If she has no children and the husband dies, the Kohen, she goes back to her father's house, then she cannot eat Truma. If so, she has a child that's born and then her husband dies, it already existed, that child who is a Kohen, because the father is a Kohen,
makes her
allows her to eat. And all the Avadim. And Avadim. If now, the question now.
The Avadim of hers or his?
Her.
Okay.
And
so it's hers. Right. After he died.
But if she's pregnant, the question, if she's pregnant, So Rabbi Yossi thinks the pregnancy does not allow her to eat, but also does not allow the Bas Kohen to go back to the house either.
Not only doesn't allow her, it stops her from eating.
Right, exactly. It stops them. Yeah. So in both directions, the Bas Yisrael can't eat.
Gemara will explain.
Gemara's going to explain, right.
If she's pregnant and she has a child already existing, she cannot eat.
Yeah.
Because of the Ubar.
Exactly. Somehow. We'll see why. So let's look at the Gemara now. Gemara asks, Ibailu, Taima Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason Rabbi Yossi thinks that the Ubar prevents the mother and Avadim eating? Mishum the Kasavar Ubar b'mei Zara Zarhu. Is it because an Ubar in the stomach of the mother who's a Zara herself, she's a Bas Yisrael, the child is also a Zara? He does not become a Kohen until it's actually born. Is that the reason? It's not a Kohen until it's born? Excuse me. Oh, Dilma, Yalud Machil, Shenu Yalud Einu Machil. Or maybe only a child that's born, it's a Kohen. Einu Hanami, it's a Kohen in the Ubar. And, you know, it might be issues of walking to a base kfaros, let's say, for example. Maybe if a woman's pregnant, she can't do a base kfaros if she has a kohen in her stomach. So, but the special halacha when it comes to eating shuma, only someone who's actually born can be machil, the mother and the avadim, but someone who's not born cannot be machil, the avadim. That's the tut stadim. So the Gemara says, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Le'ubar b'mei kohenes. Let's say she's a kohenes, the mother, and she marries a Kohen. So that case, certainly, no matter how you slice it, the Vlad is going to be a Kohen, even before it's born. But it's not Yolud yet. So the Gemara explains this. Amar Rabba. So that's an Afkamino.
But 1 second.
Yeah.
Even according to Uber B'mei Zara, Zarhu, it doesn't apply, so she should be able to eat. And Yalud Machel, she should also be able to eat because she goes back to her father's house and she's a Kohen.
No, because somehow only the Ubar. Let's look back at Rashi on the Mishnah action. Go to Rashi now that we saw the Gemara. The first Rashi in the Mishnah of Hinicha Muberes.
Okay.
So the Bas Yisrael is pregnant and her husband, the Kohen, dies. Afa Pishyesh Labanim, even though she already has children who were born, Heimanu, from the Kohen, Vihi Ocheles B'tshuma, and she eats Tshuma, Lo Yochlu Avdei Tzon Barzel B'tshuma. The Avdei Tzon Barzel can't eat. The Fisha Hain Shel Yorshim, they go to the Yorshim. And who the Yorshim are? The children. The Yesh Le Ubar Behen Chelik. And the Ubar, even though it's not yet born, has a Chelik in the Yorshim, the Tzon Barzel, the Avadim. Vein Ubar Koach Lehachil and B'tshuma. And the Ubar, as one of the portions, let's say they're two brothers, he has a 50% ownership of the Tzon Barzel, he doesn't have the ability to feed Tshuma to the Avadim. Why? So he says the Rashi, based on the Gemara we just saw, Rashi continues, Imishum the Kosavar. Uber b'mei zara zarhu. Right now, the ubar is a zar, cannot eat chuma, so it can't feed chuma. Or imishum the kasara yulad meichel ve'en sheinu yulad einu meichel. Or based on a pasuk shenemar the yulad beso heim yochlu bilachmo karle yachilu. It's a gzeres akasa that only someone who's born can feed. If it's not born, it can't feed. So even if you contend that the ubar is a kohen, since it's not born yet, it does not have the ability to be machel. It's 50% ownership of the chuma.
You have one child that is born already.
But you need both.
So why is taking
the ability? The Avdei Tzon Barzel can only be fed with consent of both parties, both partners, I guess.
I'm sorry.
And when he was born, he can give him consent?
When he's born, he has...
He can agree to something as a baby.
I may not consent. Maybe it's just an issue of it's exerts cause of that. Since he has ownership, he does not have the ability. The Torah doesn't allow it to happen until he's born.
No, but fine. But I don't understand. We're talking about here, the case of the Gemara she's a Kohen and he's a Kohen.
No, the case of the Mishnah is...
No, the Gemara.
The Gemara is still talking about the
she's a Kohen and he's a Kohen. Where it says, Lemay Nafkamina.
In terms of Nafkamina, yes.
Le'inyan Ubar B'mei Kohenet.
Right.
She's a Kohen and he's a Kohen.
Correct.
So in the case of Zar, the Ubar B'mei Zar Azar, it doesn't apply.
Correct.
Because she's a Kohen.
Correct. So no matter what, the child is a Kohen.
And the other case where it is because She'eino Yalud
Eino Meichel.
Eino Meichel. Okay, so he doesn't Meichel. Big deal. But she can, she can Meichel herself because she's a Kohenet.
Correct.
So in both cases, she should be able to eat.
No, our question is, what about the B'machel, the Avdei Tzon Barzel? That's the question here. Avdei Tzon Barzel. Can you feed the Avadim?
Well, this is not going, okay.
Right.
No, that's on the Avadim.
That's how Rashi, we saw Rashi clarifies. Can the Avadim eat? Because The coin dies, so it goes. It's now the banim, the children who are the yorshim, and they're the ones who have ownership of the tzon barzel. Can they now be machil the abdi tzon barzel? So if the ubar, so now right now we're assuming pasha that the ubar has a chelik. The question is, what's his chelik? If he's a kohen, or maybe all you need is a kohen ubar, that's enough. Or do you need a yalud to be machil, and that's the nafkamina? He is a kohen, but he's not yalud.
You need the yalud.
What?
You need the yalud, obviously.
No, that's only one side. That's the suffix of the Gemara. We're not sure what you need. Beautiful.
No, time.
Ah, so we should go, you're saying.
Yes.
You have 40 minutes, though. The Gemara says, Meisive, ask the Gemara, Amrulal Rabbi Yossi, the Chum say back to Rabbi Yossi, Me'acha she'adat lanu al Bas Yisrael, after you already had made your statement about Bas Yisrael, in the back of the Gemara now. I skipped. So my, what's Yalacha? So I'm a rabba, hainu time with Rabbi Yossi. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is, Dikasavar ubar me'zara zarhu, and Rabbi Yossi, Mamar Yalad Machel, Shein Yalad Einu Machel. So they have Machlokas, exactly those two reasons. Which one is it? Is it because of Zar, or is it because of Yalad Machel? So, the Gemara asks the following question. Meisive, Amu Lola Rabbi Yossi, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, Me'acha she'adat lanu, Abbas Yisrael l'Kohen, after you already made your testimony that Abbas Yisrael to Kohen, whose Muberes is not able to feed the Avadim Avdei Tzom Barzel. So according to that logic, says the Chachamim, Bas Kohen l'Kohen, Mahu, what's halacha by Bas Kohen and Bas Kohen? So, Amar Lahem, Zu Shemati, Zu Lo Shemati. I heard this and this I didn't hear. So Rashi clarifies what that means. Look at Rashi, Zu Lo Shemati. Li Isser El Heteir. I didn't hear anything about it, and I heard it's not Usher, I heard it's Mutter. So what exactly is going on here? So Chachamim said, Rabbi Yossi said, I heard that's actually Mutter to give a Bas Kohen who's married to a Kohen. So Gemara says, based on this dialogue between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim, we can make the following conclusion. Bishlama, Iyamash Bishlama, Ubar B'mezara Zarhu. If the reason is that because the Ubar is considered a Zar in the stomach of a Zara, a mother who's a non-Kohen, Hainu the Kamer Le, Zushamati, Zulushamati. Then we understand Rabbi Yossi's response that there's a distinction. But if it's a Bas Kohen married to Kohen, where the Ubar is Vadaya Kohen, then it would be allowed to. The Ubar can be Machel, the Avdei Tzon Barzel. So that sounds like it is a strange language, but that seems to be a proof for the opinion of it all depends on Zara. El I Amris Yalud Machl, if the whole reason is that because only a born child can be Machl, but Shein Yalud Einu Machl, but if it's not born, it prevents it from feeding the Abdei Tzon Barzel. Maizu Shemati Zulu Shemati. What does it mean? This I heard, this I didn't hear. It should be the same exact logic from Bas Yisrael or Bas Kohen. Doesn't make a difference. And the Gemara says, you're right, ihi, he, kasha. This is, I think, what they're saying, trying to say. This is a kasha, inachanami. This is a kasha to the opinion that thinks it all goes based on yalad machel. Now, even though it ends in a kasha, the Gemara does paskin, that you see from the Rambam, the note there, we do paskin that it's all based on yalad machel, even though it was a kasha.
Oh, we do.
I'm just looking at the note here. You see the gimel by Rav Yosef. Amar yalad machel, shein yalad inu machel.
Let's say he's a Kohen and she's a Kohen, right?
Yeah.
And she's not Bilberry, she and she has a Vadim. Can he feed the Vadim?
Yes.
Yes.
According to everybody.
Okay. Now, you have an Uber. So the Uber creates a situation that's almost like...
No, because it's all about ownership. The husband dies, if she's childless and not pregnant, husband dies, she's the Yorish.
Okay.
So
there's no chance that the Uber is not going to be a Kohen.
Right, but right
so
now
either he's a Nephil, so she still can feed him, or he's born a Kohen and he will feed her.
But right now the Uber does not. This exerts a kasuv that the until it's born, that Kohen does not have the ability to do things. He can't feed based on his current state.
And who says that an Uber that an Uber has any type of claim on the Avadim.
So that comes down to issues of, we'll see the Gemara later on addresses, can you be mezakeh to an Ubar? You know, I'll make a kinyan that when the child's born, I want to give him a certain zechus. How much do we acknowledge the Ubar as being a being before being born? In terms of kinyanim, davar shel bali olam. Is it davar shel bali olam? We just don't see it, but it exists in the world? Or since it's not born yet, it's kamamish davar shel bali olam. So regarding there are, the Gemara is not going to talk about that too much here, but it really depends on that idea of how much we acknowledge them as being a being, even though they're not born yet. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, says in the name of Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi. All that which we mentioned is according to Rabbi Yossi. Aval Chachamim themselves, we don't know, Chachamim, all we know from the Mishnah is that Chachamim challenge Rabbi Yossi. But what do the Chachamim themselves hold about this whole topic? Says Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, Aval Chachamim Omrim, Yesh Labanim, Ochel Mishim Banim. If the Kohen has children, I don't care if the wife is Muberis. If there's children, you could feed the Avdei Tzom Barzel. And Einel Banim, if the Kohen doesn't leave any children behind, then Ochel Mishim Achim. And the Kohen probably has brothers. And the brothers are going to, as the Yorshim, the next ones in line to be Yorish the Tzom Barzel, then they're going to feed them Chuma, even if the wife is a Muberis. Einel Achim, if he has no brothers, Ochel Mishim Mishpacha, he Kula Zu, Kula. This is, there's a family member somewhere that he's related to that will be Yorish his property, and they're going to feed the Avdei Tzom Barzel. The very fact that his wife is Muberis should have no impact on the feeding of the Avdei Tzom Barzel. That's what the Chacham hold. So, right, you look at Rashi, see Rashi Bishvil Mishpacha, like I think what Ricky was trying to get at. Bishvil Mishpacha. Shein Echad Miyisrael Shein Lo Yarshin. There's no one in Yisrael who has no relative. There must be, other than a ger for now, but who may not have any children yet. But everyone else has related to everyone else in some way, some form. V'chol Zman Shelo Nolad Ha'ubar. As long as the Ubar isn't born yet, Zocha Karov Lirushis Kohen. Whoever is the closest relative will be Zocha in the Avdei Tzom Barzel V'Ochen Bigino, and will be able to feed the Avdei Tzom Barzel. Right. So the Gemara says now Zu V'lo Svirle. So it sounds like Shmuel says, this is Rabbi Yossi, but I don't hold of him, I hold of Chachamim. That's what it sounds like when Shmuel says a statement. This is Rabbi Yossi, but we hold like Chachamim. So Gemara says, Baha Amar LeShmuel, didn't Shmuel say L'Rav Chana B'Gedasa, which is his name, he came from a certain place, I guess. Rashi actually says B'Gedasa means Baal Agada. Oh, I always thought it was the name of a place. But Rashi has two opinions. Either B'Gedasa means Baal Agada, he was a Bakin Agadata, or he came from a place in Bava called B'Gadad. Anyway, so Shmuel said to Rav Chana, Zu v'lo svirle. Sorry, poke icily be'asara. Go out, bring me 10 men. Ze'ei malacha banfai. I'm going to say to you in the presence of these 10 people, ha'mezake l'ubar kana. Someone who's mezake to an uber who's not yet born, it's kona. He could be kona. I want to say to this pregnant wife, to that child that's going to be born, I want to be mezake now, a property to this unborn child that works, and get 10 people for me. I'm going to testify in front of the 10 people that this is true. So we see from Shmuel that, in fact, the Uber does have a chelik. The opinion before, Rabbi Yossi held that the Uber has a chelik and prevents things. Chum said the Uber is non-existent. We ignore the Uber. So when Shmuel said the statement before, it sounded like, that's Rabbi Yossi. We'll leave him behind. We don't hold the Rabbi Yossi. We hold the Chachamim that there is no chelik for the Uber. But now we have another statement by Shmuel that, no, there is such a thing as kinyanim for an Uber.
It seems that he's doing it in almost in a sarcastic way, no? Shmuel is saying to Rav Chana, show me, show me, bring me 10 people who are going to tell you that an Uber can be mezake.
No, he wanted to say in front of 10 people. I think it meant seriously. He wanted to get 10 people to make it clear that this is halacha. And that an Uber does have kinyanim as an Uber. So that's against what we.
Right. Yeah.
So it's against what he presented before. That it sounds like we don't hold, we reject the Yossi. The Uber has no shaychus, but here he says the Uber does have shaychus to kinyanim. El Gemara says no. Zu v'sfirlei. Rav Shmuel says this is Rabbi Yossi, and we hold like Rabbi Yossi. It happens to be this a chabam also, but really we do hold of Rabbi Yossi that an Uber does have kinyanim. So the Gemara says, my kamash v'lan. So what's he coming to teach us? If we hold like Rabbi Yossi, why is he presenting Chachamim? Just say Rabbi Yossi. Why is he saying Chachamim? My Kamash Balam, the Pligi Rabbanu led Rabbi Yossi. To tell us that they're Chachamim, there is another opinion out there, even though we don't hold of them, I guess. So Gemara says, when we Pligi, do they really argue? Do the Chachamim really argue in Rabbi Yossi? Mesi Rabbi Zakkai, Zu Edis Ha'ed Rabbi Yossi, Mipi Shmaya Vatalyan. V'hodu lo. So Rabbi Zakkai had a testimony, he had a Mesorah, that Rabbi Yossi, from the name of Shmaya Vatalyan, and they agreed to him. Who's they? The Chacham agreed. Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim both agree that the halacha is that the Uber does prevent the Truma from being given to the Tzon Barzo. So we see there is no machlokas. So Amar V'ashi Mikatani V'Kiblu. Who says they accepted? Hodulo Katani, they agree, they're molded to being true. The Mistaver Taimai, it makes sense. But if it makes sense, shouldn't they hold to this? This is a very, very important yesod for Psak Halacha and things in general. That they agree to the logic, but we have a Masora that's against that logic. Rabbi Yossi, you make a lot of sense. Or Hodulo, it's agree, it makes sense, but this is our Masora. There's a famous story of Soloveitchik when he wants to give a shir about standing up and sitting down for Kiddush Friday night.
Standing up.
Standing up and sitting for Friday night Kiddush. What happens was, the first half of Kiddush, Vayechu L'Shamayim, V'Aretz V'Chol, so you have to stand up because it's Eidus. In Eidus, you stand up. And the second part, when we start saying the Bracha, you're supposed to sit down because when you have a Suda, you have to be Kaveh Suda for sitting down. Very beautiful shir on this. Stand up for the first half and sit down, and many have such a custom.
Right, so people do that, yeah.
Yeah, so people do this custom. One Shabbos afterwards, his Talmidim were with him for Friday night. And he gets up there, Vayechu L'Shamayim, V'Aretz V'Chol, I'm standing up. And he continues the Bracha, and he stands up saying the Bracha. Didn't you just give a shiur last week? You're supposed to sit down. He says, no, it's true. That's the right thing to do. But my father stood up for everything, so I stand up. So though sometimes things make sense, we can't always change a psak. It happens also in terms of, I'll even mention, women wearing tefillin, let's say. So even though women wearing tefillin, that guy thought it was okay, and he brought a whole psak halacha that's permitted. You're right, maybe it's permitted learning the sugya, but the kabbal is that they don't wear tefillin, so you can't just change the psak halacha based on what you think is right, even though the Kabbalah says something different.
Supposedly the Rashi's daughter is worth it.
Okay. Yeah, Rashi's daughter. So these are one of the sources they have, but that has not been the custom of Orthodox Jews.
But Rav Soloveitchik didn't say during the Shir Minhag that everybody should follow the Minhag Avotei.
No, this is Rav Soloveitchik Kedarko. He's a teacher. He wanted this lesson to come out. No, if he said that during Shir Minhag Avotei, people would forget it. But now that you saw the mice of him do this, it created a real, a mark in people. And
impression.
Yeah, a real impression, so everyone remembers this.
You stand and sit.
I stand. My father stands. I stand for everything. When I sit, when I drink. My father says, that's halacha. That's not minhag. When I do that, my father's like, you don't follow my halacha. And that's my minhag up. I said, no, it is. That's a different thing. I stand up for everything, just the drinking. Right. And say that, but. Okay.
So according to that, we follow Chachamim that an Uber is not, that she can actually machil davadim afilu if she's an Uber.
I'm not sure if that's how we paskin. That's how Shmuel holds. I'm not sure the Maisa do paskin like Rabbi Yossi or Chachamim. Usually we do paskin like Chachamim, but it sounds like from here actually, seeing the Ein Mishpat, I think we might paskin like Rabbi Yossi actually. That's what it sounds like. Okay, the bottom of the Gemara now. Oh, wow, it's 6:40. The bottom of the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Heniach Banim, if, let's say, they leave behind some children, the husband dies, the Kohen dies, and there's children, but she's not pregnant, she just has children who are Kohanim, Eilu ve'elu Ochlim. Both are able to eat. What's Eilu ve'elu? It's both Avdei Melug, her Nechse Melug, and the Avdei Tzom Barzel, both could eat, because the Kohanim are being Machil. Let's say, Hinicha Muberes, let's say she's pregnant, and there are no children, so then the halacha is Eilu Eilu Ein Ochlin. So Nichsei Barzel, she can't eat yet because she has no children, and the Avdei Tzom Barzel cannot eat either because the Ubar is being Yorish to the Tzom Barzel, which can't be Machl either. Nichsei Meluk, she can't eat, right. Hiniach Banim V'Nicha Mubar. So let's say she has children and she's also pregnant now. Avdei Melug Ochlin, she could eat because since she has a child, to be Michael her Avdei Melug, that's permitted, her Nichsei Melug, Kedach she ochelis, just like she eats, Avdei Tzom Barzel, Lo Yochlu, Mipnei Chelko Shel Ubar. So, but the Avdim of the Tzom Barzel cannot eat because the Ubar is a Chelak in the Tzom Barzel now. And as we said, Sheh Ubar, Posel, Veino Machel, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So those are the three different scenarios. It's a summary, exactly, everything, making everything clear, each of the three scenarios. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Shim, Aviv, Habas Machelas, Haben Einu Machel. A daughter can feed, and a son cannot feed. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. We'll have to ignore this for now. Rabbi Shim ben Yochai, Omer, Zecharim Yochlu, Kulon, Nikevos Lo Yochlu. The men, the male children, can eat. The females may not eat. Shema Yimatze Ubar, Zachar, Vein Lebanos, B'makum HaBen Klum. So we have to read Rashi to understand what's going on here. So it says Rashi, towards the bottom, Zacharim, Yochlu, Kulan, Nikevos, Lo Yochlu. Im Yesh Zachar B'banim, if she has a male, a son, among the children, Ochlin Avadim Bishvilo, So the avadim of the Tom Barzal can eat because of this son. The son has the ownership, and he's able to machil the avadim of the Tom Barzal. And even though she's pregnant, his mother, it doesn't make a difference. The shema nekeva, it's a possibility that it's going to be in a keva, and the ain lachelik b'makom ben. A daughter does not yorish property when there's a son.
That's for the longer or Tom Barzal?
Tom Barzal.
What you just said before, the summary.
That was, right. 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 But remember, I know that you're right. Bava was talking about that. When it comes to Nichse Malug, it always goes based on her because she has full ownership.
Yeah, I understand.
And now Tom Barzal, it's all the children now. Since there's a son who owns it, so the son can be Machil, the Avdi Tom Barzal. But the Mu'ubar, it's not going to prevent it because if there's a possibility, 50-50, that's going to be a girl. And a girl does not have any portion, has no ownership when there's a male, when there's a son. The Imtim Salomar, Rashi says, Imtim Salomar, Zachar, maybe it's a son who's going to be born as an Ubar. And that's going to be, he does have ownership of it. Shema Tapil, maybe it's going to be a Nephil and won't be a Ben Kayama.
So
exactly. Like, similar to a sex fake, exactly. Shekol Hayol Dos, Mechza Zachar, Mechza Nekevas, 50-50, it's going to be a son or a daughter. The Yeshim appeals, and there are also going to be some, not quite a sex fake, but there are also going to be some that are going to be Nephilim. Samach Miuta, we're going to take the Miut of Nephilim. And we're going to combine it, the Mepilus, the Mechsa, the Nekevos, the 50% of Nekevos. So it's going to tip the scale to 55% now of not having any ownership to the Yerushin, the Yerusha,
right,
to 45% not ownership. And the Havalu Zachar, Maharuyus, Liarish, and Miuta, that it's more, it's going to be more, most likely that the Zachar will not be a male who will be Yerushin. Will Miuta, Lachashinon, Kul, Nekevos, Liyoch, Lepan. So that's the first halach. If there's a male son, even though she's Mubaris, the Avadim could eat. But if they're only Nekevos, only daughters, so then the Avadim cannot eat because it's possible that she has a Zachar. And the Zachar will be Yorish, the property. So Gemara is going to explain this whole thing out, I think.
But I don't understand, because it's the case is Kohen Sheni said Bat Israel, right?
The Kohen is Bas Yisrael, yes.
So, Kohen Sheni is Bas Yisrael. If she has only Nekevas, and she's not Mubaris, she cannot feed them.
Right, so why not?
Because they're Nekevas, right? Is that the case?
Because they're Nekevas, they can't, but they cannot feed because they're Nekevas, and...
So there's not such a big chiddush that if she's Mubaris, she can't feed. Because if she wouldn't be Mubaris, she could also not feed.
But I guess you're just stating the case, though.
It's just stating the case, but it's right. No chiddush.
I guess you have to still think about it. Even though it makes sense, you still have to think about it. You have to process it. So the Gemara says, now, so after establishing that, so I guess let's read Rishim ben Yochai again. Rishim ben Yochai, Omer, Tzacharim, Yochlu, Ifter, Kulon. Nekevos lo yochlu. If there are males, so then they eat. If kul and nekevos, if they're all daughters that she has, lo yochlu. Why? Shemi yimatze ubar zachar. Perhaps the unborn child is a male. Vein lebanos b'makom haben klum. And the daughters who are currently born have no portion of the yerusha when there is a son, even though the son's not born yet. So the Gemara says, my yir yashemi yimatze ubar zachar. Why is it saying the only reason why the nekevos can't feed is because there it's possible that the ubar is a male? The Nekeva Nami Pasla. Maybe you should say that in Nekeva, a daughter alone does disqualify it. Even if all Nekevas are going to be Yorishit, and Nekeva, as an Ubar, we said before, an Ubar prevents it from allowing it to eat. Right? Even though they're all Nekevas, and the Ubar might be in Nekeva, if it's Enu Yalid, Enu Machel. So that's why. So Gemara says, why not say that reasoning? Gemara says, Enech Nami, you're right. Chadav old kamar, one and there's another. There are two reasons, one and another. Chadav the Nekeva Nami Pas. So one is because a Nekeva is going to disqualify since it's not yet born. Avod, the second reason is Shema Yimate Ubar Zachar. Perhaps it's a male son, a male Ubar. Vein Lebanos B'makom HaBen Klum.
It's a double, like whichever you look at it.
Manashach,
right. It's a Manashach. Yeah. If it's a Zachar, then you say that Ein Lebanos B'makom HaBen Klum. And if it's a Nekeva, she all has all Nekevas.
And she's going to hold back. The Ubar is going to prevent it. So now the Gemara says the last
year. No, it has to do with the Ubar.
No, I thought it was. The fact that she's that she's no. an Ubar prevents it from...
If she has all nekevas,
yeah,
and she ends up having a nekeva, it's because she has no voice, so no matter what it is, it has nothing to do with the Ubar. No?
No, it was if it's all nekevas, then nekevas will... Abbas is Yorish if there are no sons. So the Ubar is a good Yorish.
Yeah.
It's just because, since it's an Ubar, we said an Ubar isn't Michael. Ubar's not
Michael, right.
Okay. The last line of Amun Aleph, as we're very much lagging behind here, says the Gemara, Zecharim Yochlu, if she has sons, even though there might be daughters, but if she does have sons, they're able to feed the Avadim. V'ha'ika Ubar, but isn't there an Ubar? And the Ubar is going to prevent from eating the Gemara says.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
The Gemara explains the case right now. We're not choshen for the muta, the very unlikely case that it might be a zachar and as a and it's going to be a zachar, a healthy zachar. As we said before in Rashi, that half of them are going to be nekevos, and even of the zacharim, there's going to be a percentage that's going to be nefelim, and therefore it rove, chantar, it will not be a zachar ben kayama, and will not prevent the current male son, the sons, from feeding the avadim.
Why?
Right now there's a son.
There's a son and there's an
Ubar. Who could feed the Avdei Tzambar
Zal? We said that the Ubar, because it's part of the Yerusha,
he prevents
Avdei Tzambar.
But Rishima Yerchai says, he argues, it's not going to prevent it. Why not? He says, because if you do percentages, most likely that the Ubar will not prevent it when being born. Why? 50% if it's in a Keva, and even if 50% chance it's a Zachor, it's still a possibility it won't be a Ben Kayama.
So any case... Okay.
So there's 55% chance it will not be a Ben Kayama Zachar. Since most likely it will not be a Ben Kayama Zachar, it's not going to prevent the current born son from being Ma'achil the Avadim. Exactly.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, top line of Samach Zayin Amar Beis, Ibais Ema, another suggestion that Li'olam Kesavar Choshishin L'miuta. Really, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is concerned with the miut. And even though having a Zachar Ben Kayama is the less percentage, he's still choshish for that, and that Ubar should really prevent the current sons from feeding the Avadim. But he says, Davdin le Takanta, Kav Nachman Amar Shmuel. They made a Takana. What was the Takana? The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yisomim Shabo Lachlok B'nichse Avim. You have orphans who are coming to divvy up the property, the estate from their father.
Which
Ketanim? Ketanim, right. And the halacha is that based in Mamidin Lahem Apotropos, they appoint an Apotropos to oversee everything and divide it. Uvor Lahem Chedek Yafa, he picks different properties, what he thinks is best suited for each Yasum. And then Higdilu, let's say they grow older. Yecholon Limchos, they could say, you know what, we don't like that way divvied up. Let's separate on our own, put everything back in the pot, and let's redivide things. That's according to the first opinion. But comes along with Nachman today, Amar Higdilu, Ein Yecholon Limchos. Even if they get older, they have no right to protest and to undo the divvying up. Because Tim Kane, Makoch, Basin Yafe, you're basically undermining Basin. That shows Basin has no control, no authority. You can't do that. Everything stays. So how does Rav Nachman bar Rav Nachman? So we're saying here, this must be a situation where we have a similar case where there's an apotropos who is busy dividing up the property to the Zachar who's born, to the Uber that's going to be. He divides everything up. So since everything is divided up separately, that allows the current born son to be machil the Avdei Tzambarzel. If it was one estate that wasn't divided up, so then they all have an equal share. The son and the Uber have an equal share. The Uber prevents the machil to the Avadim. But we're talking about a case where everything was divided even before the Uber was born. So since everyone has a defined property, the Zachar can give the Truma of his property to the Avdei Tzambarzel.
And the Avdei Tzambarzel should have also been already divided.
Avdei Tzambarzel should have also been divided.
It's part of his property. Good point. Right? Because otherwise it's
Yerusha.
Yeah. And then if it's his, then he can't Michael. And if
it's not to talk about it. What's a Chiddush? And it's, huh?
I don't know.
I don't either. Rashi doesn't really say anything here. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Lema suggests that the Rav Nachman Tanayim, maybe Rav Nachman is really Machlokas Tanayim. Which Machlokas Tanayim would he be? So we saw above that Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai thought that if you have Zecharim, even though there's an Ubar, you have Zecharim, you feed the Avdei Tzambarzel. Rabbi Yossi thought if there's an Ubar, it prevents it. So maybe they're arguing that Rav Yosef does not allow Rav Nachman to work. You cannot have an upper trappis to divide the land up if there's an ubar there. There's no upper trappis for an ubar. That's the machlokas. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says you can have an upper trappis for an ubar.
Exactly. That's why he says that they cannot. They cannot
exactly. Okay. That's what Gemara suggests initially. Maybe this Rav Nachman is really machlokas tanoim. Gemara says lo. The chuli alma is like Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees to Rav Nachman that you can have an upper trappis for an ubar. So what's machlokas between Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rav Yosef? Bechoshin lemuta. That's the machlokas. That according to Rabbi Yossi, he's choshish for the muta, even though it's only a small percent, not small, but it's a less than 50% chance that the ubar is going to be a zachar ben kayama. He's still concerned for it. But Rabbi Shimon Yochai thinks, no, that we are not choshish for muta.
No, it's the other way around. Rabbi Yossi says choshish for muta.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought I said that. Okay, but yeah. Sorry. Rabbi Yossi says you are choshish for muta, and then the ubar, is even though it's muta, right. It's going to prevent it. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is not choshish for the muta, and therefore you are allowed to, the Zacharim can't feed the Avdei Tzon Barzel, even though there's an ubar. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, but we see Amar, Mishim Aviv, Habas Machil, we saw this before, that Abbas is Machil, the Avdei Tzon Barzel, Haben Einu Machil. The Gemara asks, Maishna, what's the difference? Ben Dil Machil, why could, if there, let's say there's a son, why could the son not feed the Avadim? There's a born son and there's a Muberis. She's as an Ubar. So the reason why the Ben can't feed is Maishna Ben Dilo Machil Mishim Chelkosh Ubar. Because the Ubar has a Chelik in it also, and the Ubar's not born yet, so that prevents the Yalad Eino Machil, it prevents the food from giving being given to the Avdei Tzon Barzel. So then, Bas Nami Lo Sochel Mipnei Chelkosh Ubar. So a daughter also, that he has a daughter that's born, should also be prevented from giving Truma from the, because there's an Ubar who has a Chelik in this also. So Amar Abaye, Hachav Nechazim Mu'atin Askinen. We're talking about a very specific case here where there's a very small amount of property. Why? Kigon Tika Ben Bahade Bas. There is a son and a daughter. So what's going on here? And there's a Manashach. Ihai Dim Abra Benhu. If the Ubar is a son, Lo Adif Mahai Dekai. So look at Rashi for a second. Nechazim Mu'atin. Even though midaraisa, the son gets everything. All Yerusha goes to the son, and the bas gets nothing. There's a special takana, says Rashi, the takan rabbanon habanos yizunu rabbanon yishalu al hapsachim. In a case where there's very little property, there's not enough to go around, we say that the daughter gets everything. And we make the son go from door to door asking for money because it's not becoming of a woman to do that. So the woman gets everything, even though it's against the Torah, chum have the ability to be hefker based on hefker, or okir, davar, not Torah, whatever mechanism it is. In nechasim muatim, the daughter gets a chela. So that being the case,
that's because they had the chiyuv to feed her, and they want to make sure that there's enough money left over to feed her.
Exactly.
Right.
So the daughter, so if there's a daughter with very little property, so the daughter gets to eat, she gets the property, and she's able to feed. So why do we not say that the Uber's going to prevent her from feeding the Avdei Tzon Barzel? Because even if there was a son, it's talking about the case, the son will have no chelak, because you're talking about nechasim muatim. So that's why the daughter is allowed to be machil. And e, continuing the Gemara, e basi, and if the uber is a bas, my achla, betekanta their banan. Why is the bas able to eat in general? The live daughter, why could she? It's a tekanar banan. Kam de lo nafik lavir holam lo takinir banan. The Chacham only instituted that the bas, the born daughter, has a chelik in it. They never instituted that the unborn daughter has a chelik. So that uber will not prevent the current bas from feeding the Avdei Tzon Barzel. So that's why the bas, if there's only a bas, when there's nechasim muatim, or if there, even if there are sons, but as long as there is a bas, that bas is able to feed the Avdei Tzon Barzel. Then the Gemara says, "B'mayo kimta b'nechasim muatim." What forced us into saying that this is a case of very little property? Ema seifa. Look at the seifa. That Shema Yimatse Uber Zachar Vein Lebanos B'makum Ben Klum. The Sefer says that we had one of the other opinions that this was going on which one? If there were daughters, right? If they're daughters, if they are only daughters, then they're not allowed to feed the Avdei Tzon Barzel. Why? And the reason was because perhaps the Ubar is a Zachar and the daughters have no portion. When there's a zachar around, that's I'm talking about nechasim rubim, because nechasim rubim the daughter had nothing, only by nechasim watim. So you look at the seifa, that's nechasim rubim. Versus adrabba, nechasim watim the banos nenu. So it must be. Wait a second. If we're talking about nechasim watim, so why does the opinion say that the doors have no chelik? The door has every chelik by nechasim watim. So our answer is pashut, that no. Seifa, asin nechasim mubim. No, talking about two different scenarios. The first part of Bryce was talking about nechasim watim, where the daughters have everything, the sons have nothing. In that case, the boss is able to machil, because she gets everything. The Seifa is talking about a case of nechasim Rubim, where the son gets everything and the daughter gets nothing, and that's why the daughters cannot feed. So that's the difference. Nechasim Watim, daughters get everything. Nechasim Rubim, daughters get nothing.
It's strange that they're going to take two different cases in one
place. It is very strange. But I guess that's where they're forced into it. There's no other way to explain it. Now, the Gemara challenges this last premise. Nechasim Watim, debanos ninu. Is it really true when there's very little property, the daughters get everything? V'hamar Rabbi Asi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, yisomim, shekidmu, umachu b'nechasim watim, ma'ashe machu machu. If the yisomim, the orphans, go ahead, and even though they weren't supposed to, went ahead and sold the property, then they had very little property, that which they sold is a good sale. So Rashi says, ma'ashe machu machu, this is around 10 narrow lines up, ma'ashe machu machu, v'chevim del inyan mechira b'shusayu kaimu, heich achli. So since we say that the yisomim, the men, this is talking about the men, the boys who sold it, so since we say that if they were to sell the property, it's a good sale, so too, how can we say that the daughter is able to eat from this property? It is not exclusively owned by the daughters, by even by nechasim muatim. So says the Gemara, Ella, my bas. So what does it mean bas then? If we're rejecting this whole idea that even by nechasim muatim, daughters do not have full ownership, so what does it mean that bas is machelas and ben einu machelas? Of course, bas does not mean daughter like we typically use it. Bas means, says the Gemara, el mai bas tekasani, aim, referring to the mother. So how do we read this? Rashi says, el mai habas tekasani, aim, halchi kamar, ha'aim machelas avde melug. The mother could feed the avadim of the melug, nichse melug, shela, kedach shaisa ochelas, just like she could eat, nichse melug is completely hers. So she has a child here, and she's muberis. So just since she's a child, that child allows her to eat chuma, so she could also feed her nichse muluk, the avdi muluk chuma. Haben, though, however, the son eino machel es avdi tzon barza mipnei chelkosh uber, but the son cannot feed the tzon barza because of her. So bas not refer to daughter, bas refers to aim. His aim could feed her property, the ben cannot feed his property because the uber prevents that from happening. Okay, beautiful. We can start this new mission now.
Yachi.
Oh, I skipped the line. Sorry, yachi, that's the case. Rabbi Yossi. That's the same idea of Rabbi Yossi, that the mother is able to feed Nichsei Tzon Barzel, but the son cannot, because the son's held back with Ubar. That's the same exact opinion as Rabbi Yossi.
The mother can be Nichsei Meluk.
Nichsei Meluk, right. But the son cannot feed the Tzon Barzel, that because the Ubar prevents it. That's exactly the opinion of Rabbi Yossi.
That's not the new mission at all.
So Gemara says, Kula Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi Katani Lo. The whole thing is Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. So he was, I guess, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi. He was saying this. So Eina Chanami, you're right. It's the same thing as Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shmuel was the author. But even though we quoted this in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Yossi, the son of his father, who is consistent with his father's opinion.
I think we need to do Chazar.
Okay. So the Chazar is
more than ever.
More than ever. this was a challenge. I'm going to say more than ever. Let's just, it's I'm not sure. Okay.
It's not
good.
Just, yeah.
Let's do a quick chazar here.
2 months ago.
yeah, 2 months ago, 66.
67 days ago. Okay.
So the Mishnah told us that, talking about halachas of an ubar prevents the avadim. Now the klal was that Bas Yisrael, when she gets married to Kohen, can eat truma. If her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, can eat truma. But if she's a child who's born, she can eat truma. If she's mu'uberes, and she's a child, she could still eat truma, as long as she's a child. But the ubar has an effect on the avdi tzon barzel. Because avdi tzon barzel is owned by the father. The father dies, it goes to the yorshim. So the children get it. But since an ubar is a potential yoresh, he prevents the avdi tzon barzel from eating. So we have a chalok is why exactly that is. Is it because the zar, an ubar in the mother of a zara, is a zar and cannot feed it? Or because the yola in a michael, only if it's a born child, can it feed truma? If it's not born, it cannot feed truma. And we concluded the reason was yalad meichel, enu yalad, enu meichel. It has to be born to feed it. As long as it's not born, the uber prevents the truma from being given to the avdei tzon barzel. we end up saying it is another opinion of the Chachamim who argue, but we don't hold like those Chachamim. Chachamim felt that the Uber has no chelik at all. The Uber is completely irrelevant. But we pass in differently that Shmuel held that just like we hold, you can mezake something, the chasim, to an Ubar. We acknowledge the being of an Ubar is something significant, it's relevant. So to this case, an Ubar is able to prevent the tumor from being given to the Abdei Tzum Barzal. An Ubar is something that's very significant. And then the Brayis had three different scenarios that summarized for us. If they the Kohen died and there was children, the Kohen died, there's no children, the Kohen died and there was a Muberis. We spoke at all different scenarios. Those are, once you have the you sold those down, they're all pretty intuitive. And then we had these different opinions at the end of the Brisa about Bas Michael, Ben Eno Michael, Zacharim Yochlu, Kul and the Kavos, all these different scenarios. So we went through saying that Rabbi Shimon Yochai held that if you have male, a son that's born, even though she's Muberis, the mother, that son's able to be Machel Tom Barzel. Because we do not take into effect the Ubar because it's a mute, it's a small chance that it's going to be a Ben Kayama Zachar. So we look at the son who's born now who's able to feed it. But if the Kul and the Kavos, if he has all daughters, she has all daughters that are born and she's Muberis, then those Kavos cannot feed the Abdei Tzum Barzel because there's a chance that the Ubar is going to be a Zachar and prevent it from eating. And even if it's in a Kava, it will prevent it as well from feeding it because the Ubar of a Kava will hold back from feeding the Abdei Tzum Barzel. Then we said, we spoke about this case of Rav Nachman who held that Apotropos divvy up property to an Ubar. We at one point suggested it was Machlokas, but ended up saying everyone agrees that an Apotropos may give out portions to an Ubar, which is consistent with what we said before, that we do acknowledge an Ubar as being a being, and an Ubar can have property. So that works as well. And then we understood the last spinner, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi, who held that the Bas is Machil, the Ben is not Machil, and we had a hard time understanding the case of a Bas. Maybe it's Nechasim Mu'atim, where there's very little property, where only a special Tekana happens, where the daughter gets Nechasim Mu'atim only, so she has exclusive rights, and the Uber wouldn't prevent her. We end up rejecting that and concluding that really, we're talking about Bas means the mother. And it's really the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Shmuel is quoting his father's opinion, that the mother who's pregnant and has children, the mother's allowed to eat because her children allow her to eat. But the sons do not allow the Avadim Avdei Tzum Barzel to eat because the Ubar prevents it from feeding the Avdei Tzum Barzel. So it's a little bit confusing. But hopefully we got some principles. Exactly. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Yossi whether Yechoshish Lemuta by this particular case.
So Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds that Eino Chashina Lemuta. Right. That's why he says that Zachar cannot feed the Avadim. Some Barzil, there's another Uber.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, a little confusing.